You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the five lies of Islam. Lie one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie three, Allah is another name for God. Lie four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie five, that the Quran is a holy book. So let's pick up where we left off. You know, when Ishmael was a little boy, Ishmael apparently abused Isaac, and Sarah was highly upset, rightfully so, and she banished Hagar and Ishmael out of the house. Let's read in Genesis 21:12. It says, "But God said to Abraham, 'Do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall he be called. So Abraham later obediently attempted to sacrifice Isaac. And this is what God, look, this is really telling. Let's look at what it says here in Genesis 22:15. And I'm going to read through 18. Then the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, 'By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son.'" Do you realize what he's saying here? Your only son. That's Genesis 22:16. Because he was the only legitimate son. At most, Hagar was a concubine. The birthright, the blessings, the promises, it does not flow through Ishmael, like the Muslims claim. The Bible says it comes through Isaac. Verse 17, "Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Look, even after Sarah died, Abraham had other sons and daughters. God still specified Isaac to be the one through whom his seed would be called. Let's look at Genesis 25:11. It says, "And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and that Isaac dwelt at Beer Lahai Roi." So God clearly says that the blessing is through Isaac. That's four times God specifies Isaac and not Ishmael. But Islam claims that it was Ishmael who Abraham attempted to sacrifice, not Isaac. They just outright lie. So one of these books, either the Quran or the Bible, is a fraud and is lying. The Bible says that Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac. The Quran says that Abraham was willing to sacrifice Ishmael. They took the story out of the Bible and they lied about it and changed it. So, what more proof? You know, this is why the Muslims will never be happy until they push all of the Jews into the sea and destroy them all. Because the fact that they are there and they control the land shows that the Quran is a false statement, a lie. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.